Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
It's Louisville A&E on the Fringe, featuring conversations with the movers and shakers of Louisville's thriving arts community and hosted by a man with a passion for the peculiar, Danny O'Day.
Okay, here we go with another Danny O'Day's Louisville Arts and Entertainment on the Fringe. And I always try to bring in the movers, the shakers, the people that are really interested in Louisville and all the great things that are happening. And I can't think of a more interesting person who is right in the thick of it than Mr. Gil Holland, and I have him here with me today.
Nice to be here with you, Danny.
So, what made you become a Louisvillian?
So Louisville is a great unknown treasure. After 10 years of living in Manhattan, I started thinking about where do you go after you've lived in New York City, you know, one of the greatest cities on earth for 10 years. And before that, I'd lived in Paris and spent time in Oslo and Barcelona and Los Angeles and lots of great towns. And I met Augusta, who's now my wife, but she first brought me to Louisville, and I'd never, you know, Louisville was not in my top 10 cities to look at moving to when I graduated law school. And I started coming here, and I was like, this is the city I've been looking for my whole life, and it's been right under my nose. I just didn't know it. So because of we're one of only 11 cities in the country that has all five major art forms, we have, you know, top 10 best park system in America. We are centrally located. We're a, you know, progressive town, you know, like Austin, Texas. I love, you know, what is it? Blue cities and red states in general. There's a good mix of Dems and Republicans. So there's a good dialectic and tension that kind of drives the city forward. And it's a river town. And, when we got pregnant, I was like, let's move to Louisville. So I was kind of the instigator. And
that was when?
And that was 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Boy, you've had a lot of effect on this town in a mere 8 years. That's something.
Yeah.
And let's start, I guess, with what Nulu. That was the beginning there?
Obviously lots of people and families had been on East Market Street for a long time before I got there. But when I first started hanging out, I was drawn to some of the galleries down there and Joe Lay's and, you know, Moose Candy's. And, there was an artist, Stephen Irwin who lived down there.
Oh, yes, right.
And,
do you remember his infamous nightclub that he had?
That was before my time.
So what was the name of that? I was trying to think of that the other day. That was a New York type of place.
Right. But it was funny. Right. So people would say, well, where are you hanging out? You know, where do you like going? And I would say, well, I like going to this kind of part of town, East Market Street, East downtown, and a lot of people didn't really know, or they'd be like, oh yeah, Swanson Reed. Okay. I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I go there once a month. You know, if there's a trolley hop, or I go there for Easter candy to Moose, or maybe I take a tourist friend to Joe Lay's. Mm-hmm. But it just didn't have a distinct brand. You know, Lower Phoenix Hill, Southern Butcher Town, Northern Smoke Town, East Downtown. You know, the neighborhood association was called the East Downtown Business Association. And I kept thinking, I was like, this is such a great, diverse urban environment. You have the social services, the homeless shelter, you have the artist, you have the Stephen Irwins, you know, walking around with, you know, whatever hair color he had that month. And I was like, this is a fun, diverse urban environment that I like being in. And I started thinking, I was like, it reminds me a lot when I moved to the Village in Manhattan in the early 90s when, they were kicking squatters out of Tompkins Square Park. And, you know, there was a homeless person usually asleep on my doorstep every night when I walked home. I lived one block from the Bowery, the, you know, legendary kind of Skid Row Bowery, which was not then as bad as it was in the 50s or, you know, late 1800s.
Right.
But,
you didn't know David Amram then, did you?
I know the
David?
The jazz performer, sure. I went to David Amram actually scored. Well, there was a movie called The Beats that a friend of mine worked on. So I went there. So I've met David.
Yeah. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him for a while.
Right. Well, great jazz scene in New York. And I lived right – and then I moved slightly west in the village and lived right across from the Blue Note.
Mm-hmm.
So I was exposed to lots of good jazz over But anyway, so Nulu, I kept thinking, like, well, this area of town, you know, it's like four blocks of 1850s to 1890s buildings. It just seems like it has a distinct identity, but it doesn't have any brand. So I started thinking, well, you know, we should build a bridge from New York to Louisville because it seems like there's a lot of great artists here that if I can get them to New York, they will do wonders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will impress all the galleries. They will, you know, build their careers and reputation and help Louisville enhance its reputation as an arts and cultural destination and mecca. Mm-hmm. And so I started saying, well, New York, Louisville, Nulu. Literally, so that's how Nulu came about. So it actually was new. I was like, maybe we could call it like the sixth borough. So Nulu actually came from New York, Louisville, and it kind of got shortened to New Louisville.
Right. So it was your influences in New York City that brought about the idea for Nulu.
Right, and you know, the buildings in Nulu are about the same age as a lot of buildings in the village in Manhattan.
And the homeless shelter, what was it?
Wayside.
Wayside is now DECA, right?
Right, so Wayside was, you know, all those buildings, Please and Thank You, Bluegrass Green, what's the one next? Why Louisville? The restaurant DECA and the Speed Art Museum, local Speed, that was all former Wayside properties.
That's amazing.
Dreamland Theater.
Right.
You know, the Claire Robb, you know, the art glass maker is there. City Concierge is there. And even Canoe is in the old 1850 church, which was a fire station in 1900, and then was a gym, and that's the Shelby Street Gym where Muhammad Ali first boxed.
Wow.
And so that was Wayside. So Wayside had 11 of those buildings.
And that, and they did, they, how was the move with moving Wayside from that area?
Right. Well, now, you know, they purchased the Hotel Louisville.
Right.
And I think it's just been a great win-win-win for the community, for them. You know, their concerns are always, you know, how to be most helpful to their clients, how to be a safe place for their volunteers, and how to have high visibility for their donors.
Right.
And the Broadway location is perfect. And actually, it's even closer to the hospitals and it's closer to JCTC, so they can have, you know, they've been working on partnerships with career and vocational, professional enhancement opportunities for their clients. So it's been a great win-win. And then meanwhile, you know, East Market, which I always thought could be a great link between Frankfurt Ave, Bar Sound Road, and downtown, and revert to its historic position as a market kind of alley or destination, really proved true.
Well, now the state is putting all kinds of money into changing the streetscape there.
Right. So a couple of years ago, we started thinking that, okay, they're spending, you know, hundreds of million dollars on Nucleus, which is the U of L Urban Research Park there, the Haymarket block. And East Market Street is a public, you know, is a state-owned road, and we have, you know, $40 million of investment that's gone into East Market between the Home of the Innocents and between all the stuff that our group worked on and the Creation Gardens people across the street and the 11 new restaurants. You know, there was one restaurant 6 years ago. I guess
one.
Two. Well, there was Jenica's. There was Mayan, which then closed briefly.
Right.
And there was Artemisia, which then also closed. So,
right.
But now there's 11. And so we said, well, you know what, to really attract talent and startup companies and businesses to the Nucleus building, where we were spending a ton of taxpayer money, let's really link Nucleus to the Nulu area, where, you know, it's been a bright spot in Kentucky's economy. All these new businesses, all these new jobs created, all this activity, all this touristic value. Let's link Nucleus to Nulu. And so we came up with some, you know, we have some great urban landscape design and architects in the Nulu Business Association, just volunteer, citizen volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so they drew some original kind of ideas for what a streetscaping project could look like. Mm-hmm. And then we went down to Frankfurt and kind of pitched the idea, like, okay, let's really link Nucleus to Home of the Innocents. You know, make that bridge, make that overpass not a divider between downtown and Nulu, but a something that you want to walk through. Mm-hmm. And so all the people that will then, you know, if you look at Atria, you talk to John Moore, he's like, one of the decisions that Atria used when they moved into that building was proximity to all the great food and great things to do in the Nulu area.
Right.
And, you know, it's, since it's a straight road, we couldn't fix it up on our own, so we mm-hmm. had to get some stuff. And the good folks down in Frankfurt, you know, they kind of bought the pitch, and they were like, normally when we fund road projects in Jefferson County, it's to get people out of, mm-hmm. of Louisville or out right. of Jefferson County. Right. This is a good kind of intramural mm-hmm. Road project. So and it's going to look great. Streetscaping, bioswales, it's going to be environmentally, you know.
Bioswale? What
right,
is that?
Right, so a bioswale is basically, you know, Louisville has this $850 million EPA consent decree. We have combined sewer overflow issues. There's a sewer right under Market Street. But if you can create little pocket parks and create little sponges of dirt, basically, mm-hmm. so the water trickles down into that dirt and back into our aquifer as opposed to going in the sewer system, mm-hmm. Then we can save a lot of money. We don't have to expand the sewer, you know, pipes that are, a lot of them are right. 100 years old under right. the streets. So bioswale is kind of the fancy word for these little parks on either side of sewers where the water will get caught before mm-hmm. it goes into the sewer system. Mm-hmm. And then it's a great opportunity for flowers and greenification. So we want to have bioswales on each corner. And then bioswales are little bump outs as well. So then it's actually a shorter distance for pedestrians to cross the street. So it's safer for pedestrians. Mm-hmm. Slows down traffic a tad, which is going to be great because there's, you know, people use East Market Street as a highway getting out of downtown. There's about 35,000 cars every day going down there.
Is so a bridge project that's coming through there, is that going to cause any problems?
We hope the bridge project does not cause any problems. They're, you know, they are building right now. They are, the good thing for Nulu is that the bridge expansion really is to the Nucleus side of Nulu, mm-hmm. so the west side of Louisville. But, you know, there's a lot of mom and pop shops in Nulu that can't really have a bad month or two. So, right. So far it's doing fine. And the Bridges group has been very good about reaching out and letting people be informed mm-hmm. about what's going on.
Are you all in the process now of changing the city, the scape, the city?
They hired a design firm, Carmen.
Right.
Is working on designs. I don't know exactly when they get finalized, but we don't think there's any shovels in the ground before February, March of next year.
That's it.
And I guess okay. they go block by block. I don't know exactly.
All right. Okay.
But that way also the retail shops can get the Christmas shopping in without, you know, having the sidewalks in front of their stores right. torn up.
Now, all this is going on in Nulu, and you've moved to Portland.
I'm technically waiting for my certificate of occupancy in the Compassion Building, but we mm-hmm. are moving our offices to Portland imminently, mm-hmm. 25th and Montgomery, and excited to, you know, start work on that part, his super historic part of town.
Well, somebody was telling me the other day that there, a lot of money back number of years ago, 20, 30 years ago, was spent in the Portland area, but nothing ever came of it for some reason. I don't know why, but do you have you thinking of doing something different with it?
Well, right. you know, Portland is the biggest; it's the oldest neighborhood in Louisville. It's also one of the biggest. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is 17,000 people over from, you know, 10th Street to 40th. You know, different maps say different. You know, and basically mm-hmm. everything north of Main Street. So it's kind of Louisville's north end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about Nulu was a finite, you know, $10 million in three blocks, you see palpable effects
right.
rather quickly. You know,
right.
if you think about that, we opened the Green Building 5 years ago this month.
Right.
So things happen pretty fast despite the Great Recession. Portland, we're trying to focus, you know, we're trying to focus on four different things at the same time, which, you know, some people would say, well, why don't you just focus on one at a time? But I think mm-hmm. all four kind of have to keep moving down the road together. And
right.
then, so it might take, it's going to take longer than 5 years, mm-hmm. but maybe instead of doing, each four, you know, 5 years on this one, 5 years on that one, five, you know. So maybe it's a 20-year plan, but all four kind of happen slowly at the same time.
Now, there's some interesting things. Saturday night, I went to Nelligan Hall.
Did you go to the Chimes?
Right. Yeah, and just see all those young people in there with the bands and all the art that they had and everything. How long has that been going on?
So Aaron Conaway and Hallie have been running Nelligan Hall for, I don't know, 6 years? Maybe they bought it 6 years ago?
Yeah.
So they've had a lot of cool, you know, funky arts and music events.
Right.
That's a great storied building as well.
Mm-hmm. You mean it's got a background?
It's got a great, you know, wasn't it the Democratic headquarters of Jefferson County, and then there was an Irish bar.
Right.
But apparently everybody after voting would go there and get their, you know, at 6 o'clock when the polls closed, they could get their first pint. And great old Irish
bar. It seems like they do cultural things, or kind of unusual things. When I drove in there Saturday, I noticed all the cars, I don't know why, there was on 20th Street, they were pulled up on the curb. Rather than sitting at the curb, right, they were pulled one wheel on the curb, and I asked this one guy, and he said, "Well, I just come here every time I do this because I figured the locals do it."
Right.
So I don't know what that was, but it's definitely got its own its own flavor. Yeah. So what do you think? You say you have four things going on there,
right? So there's four main ideas. So and we're focused mainly on the area north of Main and Market between 15th and 26th Street.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to create kind of the East Portland Warehouse District right there along 15th and 16th.
Right.
And then what we're calling Maker Row, which is reinvigorating the 40 vacant abandoned foreclosed shotgun houses between 15th and 26th on Bank Street,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a spine for that part of Portland. And then the Portland Stroll District, which will work with the existing shops like Sandy's Florist and Annie's Pizza and Shaheen's and Jane's Hardware and get more retail and more business in that kind of, it feels like an American Main Street from the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a lot like Davidson, North Carolina, where I grew up, the Main Street mm-hmm. there. And really kind of bulk up that Portland Stroll District. And then, at the same time, using what, you know, I like to call urban acupuncture, we're looking for 10 world-famous architects to design a 21st century shotgun house.
Huh.
So a modern take on a historical, you know, cultural identifier for Louisville. You know, after mm-hmm. Hurricane Katrina, Louisville now has more shotgun houses than any other city in America.
Right.
So it's a distinct part of our cultural heritage. So we think we can get some national attention. You know, it could be a little bit like the Lower Ninth Ward, you know, that whole, you know, Brad Pitt architect. You know, he got all the hype. I'm sure everybody else did.
Well, you know, the West End is cultural. I mean, physically, you know, with the way the river wraps around that whole area, it's just like New Orleans.
Yeah.
Except it's a Mississippi there, when it's Ohio here.
I mean, and I've been driving, you know, since I moved here 8 years ago, I would drive through Portland and I'd be like, why do people not consider this a very attractive part of town to live in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you talk to a lot of people in Louisville, they're just like, that Ninth Street overpass is the Berlin Wall. And I drive friends around there. I'm like, this feels just like New Orleans to me. And people pay lots of money to go to New Orleans
every year
for lots of things. Like, let's get them to come pay to drive around Portland.
All right.
And, you know, so if we get a hotel out there and, you know, coffee shop, restaurant, I'm working on lots of exciting things.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of artists using the arts. We want to start a sculpture garden, an outdoor sculpture mm-hmm. park in the area as well. Mm-hmm.
You've got your own recording company, right?
So we have a little record label that I started 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Is it vinyls?
No, we do. We just
CDs.
Do. Well, I mean, we'll do vinyl if an artist
right.
wants to do it, or we think we can, you know, make
what's that
our
called
money
now?
Back. Sonoblast Records.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we released Bensel Lee's first record and mm-hmm. his most recent live record. We have the Debauchees record comes out November 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I heard them playing the single this morning on WFPK.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, WFPK. Shout out. And we're very excited about that record. It's a trio. I think they were 19 when we signed them. They might all be 20 by now. But they just got back from playing a pre-CMJ showcase in New York City at Pianos, which was big. They're just really great. I'm very excited about this band.
Mm-hmm. So you've We've got lots of irons on the fire.
Right. I mean, we work with a lot of, we released Cheyenne Marie Mize's first record, Lucky Pineapple's record, Jamie Barnes, The Instruction. We've, the label's actually done much better since we moved to Louisville.
Right.
In New York, we had, we still work with Mark Geary. He's a great Irish singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. And have had, guest people, everybody from Glenn Hansard, Oscar-winning, Grammy-winning Glenn mm-hmm. Hansard from mm-hmm. The Frames. From Once, he's sung on our records, on Mark Geary's records, and Josh Ritter and Brett Denon have sung on. So we've had lots of interesting people sing on various artists on mm-hmm. our label.
I know we got a brand new record shop,
we took
opened
some
CDs. I saw some over there. I forgot the name of it.
There's Better Days.
This is a brand new
one. Anthony's. Jackson Swain, who works with us.
Right.
At Sonoblast. He just took some stuff.
That's someone on Frankfurt
Avenue.
Frankfurt Avenue, yeah. So, there we go again. Now, at one time, back when I was writing for Louisville Times and so forth, I remember, we had Bordstown Road, and that was about it. And now we got Bordstown Road, we got Frankfurt Avenue, we got Newloo, we got,
South 4th Street's coming.
Right.
East Portland Warehouse District's coming. I feel like this, we're a city that's big enough to support multiple stroll districts.
Right. House of Blues is supposed to be opening, I think.
House of Blues on South 4th, right?
Right, next to WFBK. Yeah. And,
lots of good stuff happening.
Right.
There's, again, one of our other artists, who's a Colorado artist, Kyle James Hauser, I started kind of pitching him. I was like, if you're a musical artist, why on earth would you live in Colorado? Because you can't play another show without driving 10 hours to the nearest town.
Right.
I was like, move to Louisville and look at all these towns that you can play in and still come home and sleep in your bed. Think of how much money you will save, and you can be a regular in all those towns, following the Benso Lee path of really making himself a regular in all these towns. And sure enough, he ended up moving here, and his career's, never done better. Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything new that I haven't mentioned?
Well, we talked about the Debauchees. We also have a movie that I'm helping out on.
You're also a filmmaker.
Starts shooting today in Louisville, out down Brownsboro Road.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called Produce, and mm-hmm. there's a great producer from L.A. that I met at Sundance a couple of years ago, Milan Chakraborty. Mm-hmm. And he had a film called Lifeguard that was at Sundance this year with Kristen Bell. And this film is called Produce, and it is about a down-and-out baseball player, maybe alcoholic, who's kind of on the skids and returns to his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no connection to Louisville at all. I just kind of convinced him that this was the place to shoot this movie.
Huh.
And finds redemption in the friendship with a kid with Down syndrome that he mm-hmm. meets at the local supermarket. And so Milan cast a kid during there was a march for Down syndrome, a fundraising walk, and he'd been auditioning these kids, and so he actually announced who got the role at that event, and that was televised, like WHAS was there. This young man's very excited. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice script. I'm very excited. So that starts shooting today, and then we have four films we submitted to Sundance, and one or two might be good.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Gil Holland.
Thanks, Danny.
For joining me today on Danny O'Day's Louisville Arts and Entertainment on the Fringe, and you're certainly on the fringe. You've got a lot going on helping this town make its name known. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly...